Hello there, guys. Jane and the Thunderwolf here. We're here with a very special spotlight. This is the 100th Spotlight Special. I couldn't do this alone, and our other co-hosts agreed.
That's right. Hello, everyone. This is your other host, Dakota, and welcome to this special episode of the Spotlight celebrating 100 Spotlights. We wanted to hear your favorite or most unique pieces of music that you've ever created, and boy, did you guys deliver. We had 37 submissions, which is probably a record for the Spotlight, and we were both blown away by all the entries. So, without delay, let's get started with our very first piece of music, Alone Below by Sushi Wyvern.
This song sent chills down my spine, and I was pulled in instantly with the use of the piano. It's weird how the soft piano sounds loud enough to play with the tune, but everything else felt so intense and loud from the flow. Definitely a song that I would love to listen to on repeat.
It's such a nice blend of orchestral and electronic. I was already invested during the first half, but when those synths kicked in, I was absolutely blown away. Next up, we've got Dining with the Devil by Mikazi. I love this piece because I can tell it's been worked on for a long time. The arrangement and variety of instruments is so complex, but also so well thought out. I also feel like the arrangement places it in kind of a unique spot in between genres. Who knew that Dining with the Devil would be such a pleasant experience?
Seiberu Niko has given us Rex Sandin. The music box sound brought a strong sense of nostalgia, but I can hardly make out what the song is trying to say to me. The rhythm felt complex with the different sounds giving off their own voice, but it felt perfectly orchestrated. I'm questioning so much about the song. But was that the plan from the get-go?
Deny the nature of your own reality.
I think I have a thing for intriguing combinations and fusions of things. This song is another great blend of electronic and orchestral elements. This is Denial by Melody Umbra, and it showcases another complex blend of sounds and ideas that's been so thoughtfully and expertly arranged. It also has lyrics that speak to a really interesting message, helping to further the depths of this song that I find it so easy to submerge myself into.
Do you hide from it? Compromise is a core part of our lives, but there arrives a point where compromise spirals out of control, as if we wholly compromise our own identities for the sake of the
now listening to the Primal Deogophytes in this tense remix done by Yang Watanabe on their old account Cyberpunks. I was blown away with nostalgia as I listened to this remix. It's intense, it's full of energy, it drills an urgency for the fight to come.
I too love the driving energy in this one. It's such a good remix. It's also such a good choice for this special spotlight, as it was one of the first pieces of music they submitted over 10 years ago, and the first song that they ever had spotlighted.
Fantasy to Melody has composed Piano Emotions No. 1, Euphoria. The 3-4 or 6-8 time signature was my biggest catch on it, and the build-up to all of that blissful energy was phenomenal. It wasn't going into it right away either. It was building and building. This song really hits the emotions in all the right places.
This next epic psychedelic rock ballad is The Man on the Moon by Zachwell D. Esther. I love the variety of vocals and harmonies in this one, all the way from the melodic to the discordant, and what a vocal range! So many of those guitar and synth melodies and progressions are just so ear-pleasing, and the lyrical story adding to the every step of this adventure really makes this song a trip out of this world.
This breath-like song, One Flower, by Wires, opens us to what feels like a cloudy sky. I feel like that's all we see as the vocals carry us on a flight of beautiful chords. I can hear different kinds of voices from the realistic-sounding lead, the hums of a choir, and even the Gregorian drone of low notes in voices. I truly love this piece to high heavens.
Our last song is a beautiful and moving piece by Nualin featuring Pacato on violin. Something about the motion of this melody very quickly and easily just moved me to tears. It just sounds so uplifting and inspirational, I can't help but smile.
This song got me pretty emotional while I was listening to it. I needed some love after I finished it for the first time. The violin works off really well with the music, and it felt very intentional with how it was warping my emotions. There were other amazing songs, but we couldn't show them all off. I highly recommend you go check out the song submitted in the journal for this spotlight.
As Jaden said, please check out the other songs submitted on the spotlight journal because they were all incredible. Thank you all so much for submitting so many amazing pieces of music. It is my continuing pleasure to be one of your spotlight hosts, and I always look forward to hearing your music. You are all amazing, and none of this would be possible without you.
With all of that said and done, and a friendly reminder to stay safe out there, this is Jaden, sparking off.
The past several years and this spotlight, it's all been a great whirlwind adventure, and I hope to see you all on the next one.